people are proceeding to Haramain Sharifain, Hajis, so many are there, so many are leaving Madina Munawara, going to Makkah Mukarrama, going to Aziziya, just now they'll be going to Mina. So we'll read this one Naat to try to explain it. Naat is praise of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We recite Durood Sharif. Jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya Dosto zindagi ka payam aa gaya आ गया अंबिया का इमाम आ गया लेके फैजाने दार सलाम आ गया. This is when the name of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes on the lips on somebody's tongue, the name of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and oh friends, the message of our whole life we have received. In other words, when we are claimants that we are the ummatis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then our life should be in accordance with the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From head to toe I must start. My hair, my face, my body, everything. See, we can talk about the features of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Mubarak face was more bright than the 14th full moon. We can talk about the color of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Mubarak eyes. We can talk about Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Mubarak nose. We can talk about Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's physique. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they describe Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's palms, the line of hair running down the chest mubarak of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's his physique, his structure, his mubarak feet, everything we can discuss. But those things we can't emulate. If Allah Ta'ala gave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam certain color eyes, and Allah Pak gave you different color eyes, now you can't change it, and you don't have to change it. Nobody said you have to practice on that. But the sunnats, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left for us, how we must eat, how we supposed to sleep, how we must go to the toilet, how we must put our shoes on, how we must put our clothes on. So we cannot have the beauty of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Mubarak face. We can't have his Mubarak physique. We can't have those things. But if we also want to look beautiful in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, then we have to adorn ourselves with his sunnats. That is what will make us attractive in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. The sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything I do, I must do it how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. So the Imam of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, Imamul Anbiya, on the occasion of Mi'raj at Masjidul Aqsa, Allah Ta'ala gathered all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Now they're all standing in Safs. Is the only place in the world where all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam were gathered one time. Masjidul Aqsa. And today we know what is happening. It's an indictment on the ummah. The weakness of our iman. So now all are waiting for namaz. Jibreel alayhi salam takes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and puts him in the front. That he must lead the Anbiya alayhi salam. What a jamaat that must have been. What a jamaat. You say normally, when we read salah with jamaat, so what is one of the benefits? All of us have our weaknesses. Now somebody, he may be making the takbir properly. Another person, he's making the takbir properly, but maybe his ruku is not 100%. But there's somebody else in the jamaat, he's making his ruku properly, but maybe he's falling short on the how he's making the takbir. So like that, some people would have strong points, some people would have weak points. But all put together, Allah Ta'ala will accept from everybody and reward everybody. It's a joint effort. They talk about team effort. This is our team effort, not 22 people running around in short pants behind one ball. What team effort that is? This is our team effort. When we don't go for salah with jamaat, we're not a team player. Because we don't want to contribute our goodness to the jamaat. We're letting the whole community down. We're not going. So you must be a team player. Go for salah with jamaat. So that jamaat, everybody complements one another. Now what to say about a jamaat which is made up of all the Anbiya alayhimus salam. Each one reading salah perfectly. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the imam. To have Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as an imam. You know what a thing that was? You know how much Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum treasured that? That even at the time of war, right? You ask these people becoming ulama, they will tell you. At the time of war, now you're facing the enemy, you're fighting the enemy, you're in battle. And it's salah time. You still have to read salah. Salah is so important. A lady, she can be in labor. But she hasn't started giving birth as yet. She's in labor, she's in pain. That time too, she can't leave her namaz. She has to read namaz. In battle, you're facing the enemy. You're fighting. It's namaz time. We have to read namaz. We have to read namaz. Our object is not to win the war. Our object is to win the pleasure of Allah. So namaz has to get read. We can't leave our namaz. So, how are you going to read namaz? In our time, take one imam, go after the army, we'll carry on fighting here. Read it. You all finish, you all come. Another imam, go take the other half of the jamaat and go read it. But Sahaba? No. All of us want to read behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They understood the value that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the imam. We can't read behind anybody else in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't want to get shortchanged. You can't get an imam like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught a method, salatul khawf. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will start the namaz. I'm not giving the whole. The mono will mark my paper wrong. Anyway, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will start the namaz. Half the jamaat, they'll read with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Half the army, they'll come, they'll read. One rakat. After one rakat, they'll take their weapons to face the army. Other half will come, they'll read behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One rakat. Then they'll complete their namaz as masbuk and go face the enemy, and those people will come and complete their one rakat. Because they would not compromise. All want to read behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So imagine that namaz where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the imam and the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam are the musallis. What a namaz. You know, just to think of that, that is enough to make us yearn for Jannah. Where else are we going to get to see all these people? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail. Now we're coming to Qurbani, right? We're talking Sunnah to Abikum Ibrahim and the story of Ismail alayhi salam. When are you going to get to see these stars? You can only go, only see them in Jannah. Yeah. Your meeting place is there. Just that is enough to make us want to earn the Jannah.
Tere dar par jo khairul anam a gaya uske haathon mein irfa ka jaam a gaya pa gaya haasile zindagi dar pe aqa ke jis dam ghulam a gaya.
When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam came, what did he bring and come? He brought the goblet of the drink of the Marifat of Allah Ta'ala. How to attain the Marifat of Allah Ta'ala? That who our Allah Ta'ala is. Our whole mission in life is to attain the Marifat of. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to teach us that, how to attain that marifat. So much can be explained here. But the moment we realize that we are servants of Nabi Kareem, we are the bandas of Allah Ta'ala. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is like our master, in the sense that we will follow whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us to do. When we realize that, then we would have obtained the objective of our lives. If we don't realize that in this life, we can become kings also. We can rule the world also. But if we never realize that, we earn nothing. It was a life they wasted.
Zulma rukhsat hua عدل قائم ہوا عشق کے ہاتھ میں انتظام آ گیا.
Darkness went away with the coming of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ظلم رخصت ہوا. The darkness went away. Now justice came about in the world. Justice came about. Just read up the history and see how much of injustices were taking place. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, gave rights to the woman, gave rights to slaves, gave rights to children, gave rights to parents, gave rights to wives. Everybody was given rights. Now there was a proper justice system. The only justice system that can work is the justice system of Allah Ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any other system is a failure. Whether it's democracy, whether it's capitalism, whether it is socialism, whether it is communism. All these isms are a recipe for disaster, failure. The only thing that can work and take mankind out of darkness, Muslim and non-Muslim, is the Shariat of Allah Ta'ala, the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem. It's a sad state of affairs that we as Muslims, we ourselves have abandoned it. We'll say, but we are not in positions of power. Yes, we are not in the positions of power of the government. But your own government in your house? Who's stopping you from implementing the Shariat there, the Sunnah there? There are you in power. How you know you're in power? Just let your wife tell you something. Then you show your power, no? I'm the man, yeah. I'll make the rules. Just let the son, you know, the children now, the adolescent, you know. So now all the blood is boiling inside, and they want to challenge the father too now, you know. Then just see the father, how his robe and everything comes out, that thing. But know who's in power here. So there we can establish, no problem.
آپ کی مدح انسان کیا کر سکے عرش سے جب درود و سلام آ گیا.
As you see, he's addressing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we mortals, where can we truly praise you? When durud and salam has come to you from the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. When Allah Ta'ala is praising you, where can we do justice in praising you?
Dur zulmat hui, dil munawwar hua, جب مدینہ میں ماہیں تمام آ گیا تیری برکت سے اے سید المرسلین صبح روشن ہوئی کیف شام آ گیا میں جہانات احمد سنانے لگا عاشقوں کا وہی از دہام آ گیا.
It's a beautiful thing he says here. He says, wherever I started singing the praises of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then a crowd of the lovers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam assembled.
قلب روشن ہوا روح رقصا ہوئی لب پہ احمد کشیری کا نام آ گیا.
So by the time Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, we can explain those lines also. What time will have program in the morning?
Quarter past five.
Fajr.
Quarter past six.
Quarter past six. Fajr, Azan, quarter past six. So, quarter past five. Too late. Edmonton, coffee. So, quarter past five, inshallah, in the morning, we'll make the dhikrullah. And then we'll just have some few advices before Fajr. And now we will engage in dua. So if your legs are paining, I'm sitting nicely, comfortably on the chair. If your legs are paining, you can stand up. Stretch your knees a little bit. While you're making dua, you don't want the pain in your knees to stretch you. So you can stand up. Stand up, just stretch your legs a little bit. And then we'll start making dua, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. لا نحصي ثناء عليك. أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث.
يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وخطيئة. اللهم ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا، وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين يا ذا القوة المتين يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا غفور الرحيم يا رؤوف الرحيم يا أرحم الراحمين يا راحم المساكين يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام والعزة التي لا ترام، نسألك يا الله يا رحمن بجلالك ونور وجهك. أو الله أو موز بلبن الله كايند الله لبن الله forgiving Allah, tolerant Allah, caring Allah. Oh, our Allah who loves to forgive. Oh, our Allah who becomes pleased when his bandas turn to him for forgiveness. Oh Allah, we are your weak slaves, oh Allah. We are full of faults, oh Allah. We are full of shortcomings, oh Allah. We are full of weaknesses, oh Allah. Ya Allah, from the time we became of age, right up till this very moment, oh Allah, we have led a life of sin, O Allah. We have led a life of negligence, of ghaflat, O Allah. Ya Allah, but you have given us this opportunity to sit, to make some mudakra of your deen, to discuss your words and the words of our beloved Rasul Pak. It is only your fazal, your karam, your ihsan. Ya Allah, now you have allowed us to raise our begging bowls before you. You are allowing us to make dua to you, O Allah. Ya Allah, our tongues cannot move unless you permit it to move. Our minds cannot work unless you allow it to work. Our hearts cannot beat unless you give it the ability, O Allah. Ya Allah, you are watching us. You are listening to us. You are inspiring us. Ya Allah, we beg of you, Ya Allah, you forgive us. Forgive us, O Allah. Ya Allah, something that you love to do is to forgive the sins of the sins. Ya Allah, we sinful ones are turning to you, O Allah. Ya Allah, your pious slaves, they can turn to you with their good deeds, O Allah. With their pious lives, O Allah. With all their accomplishments, O Allah. Ya Allah, we weak ones, the only thing we want to present is our sins, O Allah. Ya Allah, but we are turning to you, O Allah. We are ashamed of our sins, O Allah. We are not justifying any of the sins. We are confessing each and every sin in your court, O Allah. We are guilty on each count, O Allah. Ya Allah, but you are Ghafurur Rahim. You are Ghafarul Dunub. Ya Allah, you are Ghafir. You are Ghafar. You are Ghafur, O Allah. Ya Allah, we know we have made tawbah in the past. We broke the tawbah, O Allah. But O Allah, you are Ghafur. You forgive and you continue forgiving, O Allah. And you have said you will forgive us. Wala ubali. Hey Allah, we turning to you. Ya Allah, you forgive our major sins. Forgive our minor sins, O Allah. Forgive the sins that we committed in the brightness of day or darkness of night. Forgive the sins we committed knowingly and unknowingly, intentionally and unintentionally. Forgive those sins that we are committing repeatedly, O Allah. Despite knowing what we are doing is wrong, O Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse our hearts, O Allah. Remove every black dot from our hearts, O Allah. Ya Allah, remove each and every sin from our book of deeds, O Allah. Ya Allah, we know we have filled our book of deeds with gunas, O Allah. Ya Allah, but you can erase them, O Allah. Ya Allah, no matter how many sins we have, O Allah. Ya Allah, you gave insan the intelligence to make the computer chip, O Allah. So many millions of pieces of information, O Allah. But you also gave insan the intelligence to make the delete button, O Allah. One press of the delete button and all the information is gone, O Allah. Ya Allah, what must be your delete button, O Allah? Ya Allah, press the delete button on our gunas, O Allah. Ya Allah, wipe out our sins from our book of deeds. Wipe out the sins from the memory of earth. Wipe out our sins from the memory of our limbs, O Allah. From the memory of the malaika, O Allah. Ya Allah, mere dilon ko mujalla, musaffa, muzakka bana de. Ya Allah, how long are we going to live this life of sins, O Allah? We ourselves, we are tired of these gunas, O Allah. We now want to become yours, O Allah. We want to become your beloved bandas, O Allah. Make us your beloveds, O Allah. Give us hidayat, O Allah. Take a decision for our hidayat tonight, O Allah. Let this be the moment of hidayat for us, O Allah. Ya Allah, change us, O Allah. Ya Allah, make us those, Ya Allah, who will now live our lives according to Shariat, according to Sunnah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to carry out those deeds that are pleasing to you, O Allah. Let us live a life that is pleasing to you. Ya Allah, what life is gone, we cannot bring back a single moment. But, O Allah, from this moment onwards, let us live our lives in your obedience. Ya Allah, make us yours and you become ours, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, O Allah.
Amen.
Ya Allah, those of our parents that passed away, Ya Allah, make them
Amen.
Fill their kubur with noor, O Allah. Let them rest in peace till the day of Hashar, O Allah. Ya Allah, whatever broken amal we make, let it be a means of sawab jariya for them, O Allah. Isal sawab for them, O Allah. Ya Allah, those of our parents that are still bahayat, give us tawfiq to make the khidmat, O Allah. Make us the coolness of our parents' eyes, O Allah. Don't let us be a cause of pain and distress to our parents' hearts, O Allah. Ya Allah, keep our parents with sihat, with afiyat. Don't make them muhtaj, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq, Ya Allah, to respect them, to serve them. Ya Allah, grant jazai khair to our parents. Ya Allah, our asatiza, O Allah, grant them jazai khair. Forgive their shortcomings. Take them from strength to strength. Allow us to continue benefiting from them, O Allah. Ya Allah, our mashayikh, O Allah, keep their saya above our heads. Ya Allah, allow us to benefit from their fuyus, O Allah. Ya Allah, those that have passed away from their kubur, let them rest in peace till the day of Hashar. Give us tawfiq, Ya Allah, to make amal on their teachings, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our spouses, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our spouses, O Allah. Forgive us for the taklif that we have given to our spouses, O Allah. Ya Allah, let us love our spouses for your pleasure, O Allah. Ya Allah, keep us with muhabbat, serving your deen, O Allah. Ya Allah, let us work like a team with our spouses, creating a deeny environment in our homes, making the tarbiyat of our children. Ya Allah, forgive our children. Ya Allah, keep our children on sirat-e-mustaqim. Make our children huffaz. Make our children ulama. Make our children da'is. Make our children mashayikh. Make our children mujahideen, O Allah. Make them the flag bearers of the ummah, O Allah. Let them take your deen to the four corners of the world, O Allah. Ya Allah, protect our children from all types of fitan and the children of the ummah, O Allah. Ya Allah, those that are caught up in different fitnas, vices, O Allah, bring them back onto sirat-e-mustaqim. Bring them back onto sirat-e-mustaqim. Give us hidayat, give them hidayat, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all our family members, our friends. Those whose haqq is upon us, those whose ihsan is upon us, those who have asked us to make dua for them, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all the marhumin, marhumat, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of our beloved Rasul-e-Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, have mercy on the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, overlook the shortcomings of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, cause your winds of hidayat to blow in the four corners. Give us hidayat and make us a means of hidayat for others. Ya Allah, bless us with your love. Bless us with your marifat. Bless us with your qurb, oh Allah. Ya Allah, give us a proper understanding of deen, oh Allah. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna ittiba'a. Wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ittiba'a. Ya Allah, bless us with a proper love for Nabiya Kareem. Give us tawfiq to make amal on the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with akhlaqi hamida. Remove from us the razaib. Give us tawfiq to make mukammal Islam. Give us tawfiq to make mukammal Islam. Ya Allah, accept all the idaras of deen, oh Allah. Accept our madaris, our makatib, our masajid, our darul ulums. Ya Allah, accept all our tablighi marakis, oh Allah. Accept all our khankas, oh Allah. All the social works that are taking place. Whoever is serving your deen within the parameters of the Sharia. Take it from strength to strength. All the students of deen, accept them, oh Allah. The teachers of deen, accept them. The contributors towards all the idaras of deen, accept them. Those who are making dua, accept the dua. Protect all our idaras from any type of fitna, shararat, hasad. Ya Allah, you protect the ummah, oh Allah. Ya Allah, up to now you have given us, oh Allah, such freedom to practice our deen. Ya Allah, give us even more freedom, oh Allah. Ameen, even Allah. More freedom, oh Allah. Ameen, ya Allah, don't make zawal in ni'mat, oh Allah. Ameen, ya Allah, bless the ummah with a khalif, oh Allah. Lead the ummah on sharia and sunnah. Ya Allah, those that are sick in any grant them shifa'i kamila, ajina mustamirra da'i. Those in financial difficulty, remove them from the financial problems. Ya Allah, those that don't have employment, grant them employment. Ya Allah, those that have got debts, Ya Allah, you help them to pay off their debts. Ya Allah, those that are seeking marriage partners, grant them compatible, pious marriage partners, oh Allah. Ya Allah, those that don't have children, grant them pious children, oh Allah. Ya Allah, you know that permissible wishes in the heart of each and every one, fulfill each and every person's permissible wishes. You know the problems and difficulties each one may be facing. You assist and help us in our problems, our difficulties, our challenges, oh Allah. Ya Allah, utilize us for the khidmat of deen till our death day, our last breath. Keep us in the khidmat of deen. Ya Allah, accept the Hajj of the Hujjaj. Make the Hajj asan, oh Allah. Make it maqbool, make it mabrur. Make them true delegates of the Ummah, oh Allah. Accept their duas. Ya Allah, when they're standing in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, you make them remember us and convey our salam also, oh Allah. Ya Allah, when they are in the plains of Arafat, in Mina, in Muzdalifah, Ya Allah, when they raise their hands to make dua, let them remember us. Accept all their duas, accept their manasikum. Ya Allah, take each and every one of us to Haramain Sharifain. Take us for Umrah, take us for Hajj, take us to Masjidul Aqsa. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you free Aqsa and Palestine and Gaza from the hands of the Yahud. Ya Allah, free the entire Muslim world from the hands of the Yahud. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, ummat ko ek bana de. Unite the hearts of the Muslim ummah. Unite the hearts of the Muslim ummah, oh Allah. Ya Allah, you accept our gathering, accept our sitting, accept our duas, Ya Allah. You be pleased, oh Allah, overlook our shortcomings. Protect us from any type of takabbur, riya, nifaq, ujub, kacha, ubbehwar. Give us ikhlas. Give us humility. Bless us with lillahi. Bless us with lillahi. Ya Allah, bless each and every one of us with your azamati. Jannat al-Firdaws. Protect and safeguard each and every one of us from your anger. Protect and safeguard us from any type of your azab in the dunya, in the qabr, in the akhirat. Protect us from the fires of Jahannam, O Allah. Protect us from all the fitnas, O Allah. Protect us from the fitnas of Dajjal, O Allah. Ya Allah, keep us safe from the whisperings of Shaitan. Protect us from the evils of our nafs. Protect us from the fitna of wealth. Protect us from the fitna of dunya. Protect us from the fitna of woman, O Allah. Keep us in your divine guidance and اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء ونسألك برد العيش نسألك لذة النظر إلى وجهك ونلقى عبادك يا الله جرانت هو النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم مقام المحمود مقام الوسيلة Let our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give us a drink of
water. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.
Let our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercede on our behalf. Grant our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the highest of stages of Allah.
Ameen.
Grant our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam jaza-e khair. The best jaza that can be given to any Nabi on behalf of his ummah.
Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Jazallah.
Ya Allah, reward the family of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. The Tabi'een, the Tab'ul Tabi'een.
Ameen ya Rabbal.
Ya Allah, all those who were instrumental in deen reaching us, O Allah. The Mufassireen, the Muhaddithin, the Fuqaha, the Mu'arrikheen. Ya Allah, the da'is, the mujahideen, everyone who preserved the deen. Ya Allah, the authors of the kitabs, the authors of the shuruhat. Ya Allah, everyone who preserved the deen. Grant them all the light. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين الحمد لله رب العالمين Mm-hmm.